everyone. It's April, and we're here again this week to, you know, talk about our pets a little bit. Tony's not here today, but Emma's going to join us. She's always fun to have come on. She's got pets, too. And we're going to talk about our pets a little bit, and then we're going to talk to Veronica and ask her a few questions. So I have to report that I purchased a red light therapy thing. It's like a pad that wraps around your dog. I bought a red light therapy thing for my three dogs because I have two dogs that are ancient, no, very old. One's 14, one's 17, and they've got their health issues, heart, kidneys, you know, all that stuff going on. And then I have Guinness, who's a very high bred little Chihuahua, very high bred. And so he's more sensitive than your average dog. He's not a tough guy. He's a little, you know, little weakling. And he's had a lot of skin issues. He's got a lot of stuff going on. And he is the one that had the thing that happened in his neck, the herniated disc in his neck last spring, about a year ago from now. And the acupuncturist that I take him to recommended, she said, when he's here, she said, we put him in the red light thing to help him. And she said, we also do a laser on him. Now, I can't get access to a laser because I found out you have to be a medical professional to have a laser. Or a decent one, like a big one. But the red light therapy is easily, I bought one on Chewy.com. And I put it on my three dogs yesterday. You start at the low level, and it's about 15 minutes for each one of them. Now I can tell you the Guinness, he acts okay. But Biddy, you know, she's 14, she's got her health issues. It's hard for her to get up in the morning, and she's a little sluggish. And Nellie, she has a heart condition going on where her heart is swollen and it's pressing against her esophagus, so it makes her cough and wheeze a little bit. Yesterday, I started this. I did it on Guinness first. At first, he fought me. He's like, what are you doing to me? Why are you putting this on me? And then when he felt the nice little heat coming from it, he laid down and let it happen. I did him for 15 minutes. I did Biddy for 15 minutes. You know, no real change, but I did Nellie, who had been wheezing and coughing and acting a tad lethargic. Now she's 17, she's got a heart condition. Doctor says she's gonna have, her mornings are probably gonna be worse than her afternoons because she's gotta wake herself up. So I put this on her, sat with her. I sit with them, all three of them while I'm doing it to make sure that nothing stupid happens. And when she got done with it, she didn't cough for the rest of the day. She was a little bit brighter in her eyes. I'm thinking that this might be the right thing for her. I'm not so sure about the other two, but it was a different dog at the end of the 15-minute session. So I'm going to continue to do this every day. I'm taking her to the acupuncturist this weekend to get her input on it. But it really seems to be helping. And it wasn't that all that expensive. It was called Luna Pet or something. It's a little pad. You kind of buckle it on them. And you press the buttons and you got to charge it up on your computer, you know, with the computer wires and everything. She was better. Now, I won't say 100% better, but she was better. I would say 5 to 10%. And sometimes 5, 10% is good enough. But I'm going to keep doing it. And I'll report back to you guys because I think we're moving into a period of time where we're going to have all this new technology for health and stuff. And I think that it's going to be better for everyone. My hope is that somewhere along the way, chemotherapy gets lost and completely terminated. That's always my hope because my mom went through it. My brother went through it. It's not, you know, anybody who's had anybody that's been involved with chemotherapy knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's barbaric. It makes them sicker a lot of times. And sometimes it even expedites their death. I had a good friend that he was okay, started chemotherapy, and 6 weeks he was gone. So I'm really hoping that this will be good. So I'm going to report back to all you guys about the red light therapy because everybody who has a dog or a cat knows how expensive it is, knows how, you know, emergency treatment is like scary because you know, thousands and thousands of dollars or your pet's going to die kind of thing. I'm thinking that there's a new age coming of better things for keeping people healthy and dogs and cats too. And I'm hoping that because my 14-year-old and 17-year-old do have age-related things, that it'll help them at least be more comfortable. I mean, I'd like to extend their life, yes, but I really am all about their current life and what they do realistically have left, and have that be the best it can be. So, Emma, how are your little darling dumplings over there?
Well, they're doing good. Waffles and Luna have been pretty much in this little kick now where they don't want to eat. So you got to like really coax them to eat. You got to get them all worked up, and then they'll finally eat. Basically, you got to hand feed them. That's what it comes down to. And
oh, they got you trained well.
They do. And I try not to do that. But, you know, sometimes I have to because I want them to eat, and I don't want to leave the bowls out because one of them will end up eating both of them. And little Luna is a little tiny thing. So, I mean, if she ate all that, she'd pop. So it's like you got to be very careful with them. But Waffles is like my little assistant during the day. He sits on my lap, snores the whole time, and just pretty much enjoys his time with me. So he probably knows more about my business than I do at this point.
Ah, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's good that you're in the doggy club with us.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, you know, I don't know how to, I wouldn't know how to exist without my dogs. I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah, you know,
their little issues every day. Yeah, the little issues every day that they have, and you have to solve it for them, you know, and make them feel better. But, you know, I didn't have children. And I don't think you have kids either, do you? No, you don't.
I do not. These are my children.
These are my children too. So you, as a pet parent, we commiserate well. We both know, and Tony knows too, that we're their parents. We're the ones that make everything happen for them, and they know it. They know it. So we'll see. The energy of everything on the planet, I think, is going to come to a head here. And in the meantime, I think we just need to hold our doggies and our kitties close and hope for the best. Hope for the best, because it's their future too. They're our children, and that's their future.
It is.
So anyways, I'm going to go get Veronica. Say hi to our people for me.
Will do. All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Inner Whispers Radio. We are excited to have you here. And of course, we want you to be able to talk about your questions with Veronica. So if you have any questions, go to innerwhispersradio.com, fill out a comment, and we will try to get it on the air. So, Veronica, are you there?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day. I hope everything's doing good in the world, and I'm sure you can shed some light into it as people are wanting to explore more.
All right. We're ready.
All right. Then our first question comes from Janet, and she says, in reading some metaphysical literature, I've come across the term lower astrals. What are they? What is their purpose? And how did they come into being?
Lower astrals are energies that become conscious, but they're very premature in their ability to evolve quickly. And a lot of times they'll spend moments in an astral plane thing, and they're not at the top of the line. They're at the lower end of the line, and they're immature usually. Sometimes they participate in, you know, joking around or creating a little bit of chaos. They like to do that. It takes them sometimes a long time to evolve and expand their awareness. So they stay in this lower astral place and not move forward. They stay there. And they came into being because the evolutionary energy moment in your planet and with your species takes time to do. And souled creatures that don't have the ability to be so mature go to the astral plane to become mature. And a lot of times they don't. It is something that is created. It is an opportunity for energy to evolve without incarnating, but it takes a lot longer. And sometimes you get your sort of delinquent kind of energies coming in to that space, and they create a little havoc. They decide their purpose is to evolve. They're not here for any sort of gratuitous kind of moment where they're helping people. They're there for their own. And it means that they're very young. They don't really know. It's like having a group of toddlers that you're expecting them to do algebra. That's what it's like. And it takes time for them to evolve, not as quickly. And they, most of them do not participate in the evolutionary process of the human being. So that's pretty much it in a general kind of way.
Okay, well then our next question comes from Jenna. And Jenna asks, my dad died some years ago. At the time of his death, I was devastated to discover that I knew very little about him as a person. What I discovered was that being a father was only part of who he really was. How can I increase my awareness to learn about him?
There are many parents that once they cross the children suddenly realize they were human beings too. And when their parents cross, suddenly everything that that person was, their mom or their dad, all of the information comes out. People come from their past to tell you what they were like when they were 12. Your parents are just like you. They've gone through all of the evolutionary processes. And sometimes, as a child, all you're really focused on is their parental skills. It doesn't happen until much later, and sometimes even after their death, that a child realizes that their parent is actually on the same trajectory as they are, only just a little bit ahead of them in line. So it's always mind-boggling when you put your parents to rest after they cross and you got to go through their things and you start seeing all these things, their high school yearbook, and stuff they may not have shared with you. So we say, make sure you go through everything, appreciate everything, and take in all this new information and allow yourself to consider your parents as people and souls on the same path as you is something that will help you be a better parent, help you be a better person, and expand your awareness about your parents. And anytime there's any opportunity to learn another tidbit, learn about another tidbit, we think you should do it. None of you really know your parents as human beings that were like you. So we think it's really important to take the time to become more aware about them. Do a little research. Talk to their friends if they're still around. And get some information about your dad or your mom, because we think it'll help you in your own path as well. But it's really interesting to us to see that a lot of times children really don't know who their parents were, only what the parents presented to them. So why not find out what happened with your parents? Because they had the same desires, wishes, dreams, and made the same kind of mistakes that you're making and not making. So it will help you become more aware. It will make you a better parent. And when you finally do meet up with your parents on the other side, you'll have a lot to talk about.
All right. So our next question comes from Raul. And Raul asks, why do I get the feeling since childhood that I'm not really here, but actually elsewhere?
Well, you're all very multidimensional beings. All of you have aspects of yourself in other dimensional spaces. All of you have aspects of yourself in other linear spaces, past lives. So some of you are a little bit more evolved than others in that regard, and you allow your focus to take in all this extra stuff. And yeah, you are actually elsewhere while you're on the planet Earth, while you're in another dimensional space. You are elsewhere all the time. You're very focused in the life you're having right now. But if you let that focus relax a little bit, you will see for yourself that, yeah, there are other things that I know about that I shouldn't know about. So we think if you're adventuresome, you should investigate that a little bit. Investigate the elsewhere, because that's where all of you really resides. And nothing's better than knowing your full self and using that information to help you advance and help you become more aware.
Okay, and now our last question comes from Joan. Joan asked, does a soul ever give up and just decide that it's never going to conquer a problem? And that it might be the best, and it might be best not to come back as a physical form again.
You are certainly, as a soul, allowed to make that choice. Linear reality on planet Earth isn't for everyone. And I'm certain that there are many of you listening right now that agree with that. They're like, I'm never coming back here again. Oh my gosh. There's a lot of that that goes on. Energies do decide to say, you know, maybe I'll go to a different dimensional space, a different planet, a different perspective so that I can evolve, because I'm not resonating with the planet Earth. We talk to many who feel this way. So when you get to the other side, you don't have to come back. No one's pointing the finger at you saying, you go back, go back, go back. What you can do is you get there and you can make a decision to choose another dimensional space, another planet, another opportunity. You don't have to go the traditional way. And we think that there are many that do that. So don't feel like just because you ended up here for now on this planet, that this is something you're going to have to do over and over again, that someone's demanding you go back. You've tried it on for size. It didn't fit. So what do you do if you buy a pair of shoes that don't fit? You take them back and you don't buy them again. You do something else. That's what you do. And that's what a lot of individuals do. Now, unfortunately, if you're already here on the planet, you have to live the life out. But we do believe very much that you don't have to come back. It's your choice. There's no supreme being dictating what you must do. You are offered the options and you make the choice of how you're going to use your energy in any reality to evolve your awareness and expand. It doesn't have to be Earth. And there are many places like the Pleiades, Orion, that some of you prefer. And some of you have originated from there. So being on Earth is kind of not being at home. So decide today that you're going to be okay with that. It's your choice. So decide.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. You want to take a break and I'll talk to our guests and you can go get prepared to give the message of the day?
Okay, sure.
Perfect. Okay, guys, this is our quick break, and we're going to be talking to you about having your questions answered. So if you have a question, we encourage you to write into innerwhispersradio.com. And on any one of the episodes, you can write your question in the comments, and we will do our absolute best to get it on and answer that question for you. And of course, you can always go onto the archives and see all of the past shows. So if you've missed something, you have some questions, you never know, it might have been answered there as well. All right, Veronica, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Well, all right. Well,
here we are again, every week. All right. Are you there, Sue?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the microphone's yours.
Thank you, dear. So here we are. The sun has come up. The day has begun. Attempt, if you can, to try to stay focused upon your own energy as you move through a very chaotic reality. We know it's not easy. We know it's fraught with many pitfalls, and sometimes you don't understand something clearly enough and you make mistakes. Decide every day that you're going to tackle the day with a new perspective. Now, yesterday might have been a very bad day. Yesterday, there might have been things that happened that you just couldn't believe it, you couldn't control it, and you are very depressed and full of anxiety about it now because of what happened yesterday. We encourage you, when you wake up on such day, that you decide within yourself immediately that you're not going to let the negativity of yesterday cloud your perspective of your present moment. Because if you do that, that present moment, when it is pristine and just given to you, spanking new and fresh, is going to be tainted if you put what happened yesterday upon it. What happened yesterday can be resolved, but you have to have the present moment to do that. And that present moment must be clear and powerful. So every day decide that you're not going to bring yesterday into today. It's there. You know it's there. You know what happened. It wasn't good. But don't bring the energy of it with you, because it will mar and taint everything else that you're trying to do today. Do a little flush of your energy, a little flush of your thoughts, and say, I'm going to stay present and positive right now, because I can't fix yesterday by bringing today to that. You have to leave it there and start fresh with the day. Then you can go back and solve whatever is left. But don't drag it with you into your present day, because creating your future has to be a pure event. You can't mix the past and the present and expect it to be a brighter future. You're aware of that past, but you don't bring the energy of it into your present moment, because your present moment is creating the pristine things that you want to create. Don't mess it up with the past. Once you start your day and you're in that present moment and it's powerful and strong, then you can deal with the past. But you've got to be anchored in your present moment to do that. Otherwise, you'll slip and slide all over the place and nothing gets accomplished. So think about what we said. Think about it and attempt to implement it into your life, because spirit wants you to succeed. Spirit wants you to have a day that is lovely. No one in spirit wants you to have a bad day. They all know how you get there, but they don't want you to have one. So start today of sort of moving your thoughts around in your head just a little bit to create a better reality for yourself. It is possible. Give it a go. See what happens.
All right. Well, that is the end of the show, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. And of course, we have a lot more coming up in the future. So come by every week and see what we have for you. Until then, stay safe, be healthy, and we will see you again next week. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.